You're listening to Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. Happy New Year, and welcome to the pilot episode of Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. Have you ever felt underprepared for facing the adult world? You've graduated, landed your first job, and have officially stepped into a new chapter of your life. Yet so much about the future is uncertain, and there is so much more to learn. How do you know when it is the right time to move on from your current job? What if you're starting to get bored of your current field? Should you switch career paths? Or is it just the burnout talking? How will the current state of the job market affect you? How do you adult? I mean, even I'm only just getting the hang of that. Here on the TMI podcast, we'll be discussing all this and so much more. But first, let me rewind a little, as some introductions are in order. My name is Vimala, and I am the marketing executive at Grad Malaysia. Grad Malaysia is a product by GTI Media that aims to provide practical career guidance as well as help connect students and fresh graduates to the right employers and land their dream jobs. For years, the Grad Malaysia team has been delivering quality advice to students and fresh grads via the many career guides and ebook publications, the GradMalaysia.com web portal, the annual Mega Careers and Study Fair at KLCC, and our many workshops and roadshows at hundreds of private and public universities across Malaysia. However, the right advice might sometimes be harder to come by. There are so many tips, tricks, and hacks on landing your dream job or internship out there, but where do you go from there? What if you just need some ideas on where to go from here? Or some guidance on adulting? Or just some words of encouragement to keep you going in this daunting new chapter of your life? Or maybe just to give you the push you need to make that life-changing decision. Learning doesn't just stop at the university level, and there's so much to learn in this wide and complex world. Well, that is why the TMI podcast was started, to be your go-to avenue for discussions and discourse on topics that might just be too much information to ask anyone else. By following the Grad Malaysia podcast, you're already taking a step towards improving and equipping yourself for a better and brighter 2023. That sounds like a pretty good resolution to me. On the topic of resolutions, did you know that most people bail on their resolutions 2 weeks into the year? Or that most people end up cancelling their new gym memberships by the 1st of February? Not very positive or hopeful information, I know. But maybe this can serve as motivation for you to stick to your resolutions for 2023, at least longer than most people. I know it did for me. I had never been a big believer of resolutions. Most resolutions I had heard from my peers were focused around material goals, or more drastic goals that required a lot of hard work and only set them up for failure. I had also always believed that we didn't need a new year to decide we were going to be a better version of ourselves, and that we could start any time if we really wanted to, and that New Year resolutions were just an excuse to keep living the same way we always have just until the countdown ends. But in recent years, I've learned to see the beauty of resolutions. They don't only represent a fresh start and symbolize new beginnings for a new year, but also provide a chance to really sit down and reflect on one's life, find ways to fix their own shortcomings and take up habits to improve one's quality of life. Even if they fail to stick to those resolutions, at least for some time, it gives them hope that these decisions might give them more control over their lives and maybe make the coming year better than the last one. So, as I stood on Haeundae Beach in Busan with my friends, watching the fireworks welcome the year 2022, I decided for the first time in years I would start making resolutions and stick to them. The 5 months I had spent at South Korea on a semester exchange had made me a changed person, more confident in my capabilities, sure of myself, and more hopeful for my future. So I decided I wanted to make the coming year a good one by making only 3 resolutions. The first one was to get better at welcoming challenges. As a socially anxious person, I've always feared stepping out of my comfort zone, even though I knew it would sometimes be necessary on the road to the life I desired. The exchange program had been just the push I needed to prove that I wouldn't only survive, but could thrive outside my comfort zone. So when I landed the internship here at GTI Media, I decided I wouldn't turn down an opportunity to learn new skills, try new projects I would usually avoid, and even challenge myself to overcome fears and weaknesses I had, like public speaking. And with the support of my colleagues and family, I was given a permanent position at the company. I'm now a speaker for career workshops at universities around the country, and have been entrusted to host a podcast, things I never would have imagined possible only a few years back. It's a mindset I hope to keep up in the coming years too. The second resolution was to have better plans for my finances. Having spent most of my savings on the exchange program and now having a new and steady income, I wanted to learn to better manage my cash flow so I could spend and save wisely and invest in a better future. I started studying more about money management, loans, insurances, retirement plans, and ways to grow my savings beyond my monthly earnings. And while there were some occasional hiccups and the need to restructure my financial plans a couple of times, I still managed to learn plenty to start me off on a good path towards better financial management. My third and final resolution was to read at least 5 physical novels. I had grown up an avid reader, but had found it much harder finding time to actually sit down and read a physical book in recent years. While I had listened to plenty of audiobooks in their place, I wanted to go back to physical reading too, not only because I love the touch, feel, and smell of a physical book, but also because it would provide me with some much-needed downtime to rest my eyes and mind from using screens all day. A good book would also help with my digital detox before bedtime, as well as improve my cognitive functions, verbal, and writing skills. Not to mention the number of unread books that were sitting on my bookshelf and taunting me all these years. However, I had only managed to complete 3 novels by the end of the year, being the only resolution I did not manage to complete. But I choose to see the progress over the failure. After all, 3 is better than none, and I've learned how I can better manage my time to squeeze in more reading time for the coming year. So, in continuing my road to self-improvement, here are my 3 resolutions for the year 2023. The first is to boost my Korean language proficiency from a beginner to an intermediate level. While my 2 semesters of Korean classes had helped build a foundation, and real-life interactions during my semester abroad helped improve my proficiency, I've only done the bare minimum to practice the language since my return. This year, I want to continue learning and upgrading my proficiency in this beautiful language, at least up to an intermediate level, to retain and expand upon what I already know, to improve my cognitive functions, and also to upskill myself. My second resolution is to stay more connected with my loved ones. A part of my struggle being socially anxious is the nervousness to pick up my phone and send a simple text or make a call to my friends and family. A struggle that has caused me to drift away from many who were once near and dear to me. This year, I hope to change that and work through my nerves to reconnect with lost ones and strengthen bonds with those still close to me. And finally, my third resolution is to read at least 3 novels and 2 non-fiction books this year, not only to beat my goal for the previous year, but also learn some practical knowledge to further progress in my journey of self-improvement. So, what resolutions have you made for this year? And what steps have you taken to ensure you can stick to them? Share some of your resolutions with us over on the Grad Malaysia Instagram. They might just help provide some inspiration to us and other followers. Putting it out there might motivate you to stick to it too. Show us some love by checking out our website, gradmalaysia.com, as well as our many social media platforms, and let us know how we are doing from time to time. You can also suggest new topics that you would like us to discuss, and we might even bring on some professional guest speakers to share the best advice and information with you. Once again, I'm your host, Vimala. Join me in future episodes bi-weekly. And until we meet again, stay safe and don't stop learning. Thank you for listening to this episode of Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast.